Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, listeners. This is Pat the Talking Bearskin Rogue from Flame On right here on the Nerdy Show Network. If you're looking for some sweet nerdy queer in your ear, then head over to nerdyshow.com/flameon and check us out. We cover everything from TV to movies, comics to drag queens, and so much more. For a gay and geeky slice of pop culture life, get ready to flame on.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. It contains content that may not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised. All Nerdy Show podcasts are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Discover the many ways you can join in at nerdyshow.com. Last time on Gloomtown.
They find themselves on a ship from the regional capital of Torsnarf. The governor of Torsnarf not only refused to meet with you, but just sent a messenger to the docks directing you where to go. He doesn't care, but someone above him told him to send you. You are what they got.
So wait, you have never had Gloom Smite before?
I have a distinct idea that maybe we're here because of the heroin mead.
If you see my goddamn husband, you tell him I'm looking for him!
If I would curse anything, it's the damn hives.
The Tiktani?
These are wild, bestial reavers. They are directly responsible for the poison Gloom Smite.
I would enjoy at least a night's rest before traveling again.
He claps his hand.
Gregor!
He finds like a bell, and he dusts it off. And shake this, and I will be found.
She throws it in the toilet.
I need you to try very hard not to kill anyone while you're out there.
I always try.
Should some of us change into civilian attire?
My plan was just to go as the marshal. Because I want to see how people react to the uniform.
Well, I know that Nin's going to open up her rucksack and she's going to pull out like a yellow dress. It's not tattered, but it's all wrinkly because it's been in her bag for 3 weeks. She hasn't had a chance to wear it ever because she bought it off an old Tiktani lady in the last place we stopped. So she pulls it out, puts it on, and there's holes where the other arms where the other arms should be.
But they look fashionable.
Right.
They're cut out in the right way. Mm. Yeah.
But it's also very wrinkly and obviously so. And she's just like, I just feel so pretty. This is great.
I guess Bentley, to play it safe, will change clothing to appear a little more regal, rather noble, so that when he mingles among the people, he won't get them reacting to a marshal, rather get them reacting to someone who's of their same stature.
I've just got so much money, and I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Where do I put it?
Yeah.
Would you hold it for me?
So many things I need to put in things.
All right, so you, you head out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll
carry, like, whatever badge or whatever in my pocket.
Gregor is, you haven't rang the bell, so he's nowhere to be found. You find yourself back in the small courtyard. You see the guards in the green and white. They wave you through.
Mm-hmm.
You are presented in the nice cobblestone street. The people are wearing clothes that you would look down on, but to them must seem very nice and fine. This is a boom town. There are two banks. There's the Sinaka and the Fron.
They look fairly equal.
Yes, they are boom town banks. You see people coming in, coming out.
I'll just try the Sinaka one. It's the
Sinaka?
It's random, okay. So I'll go inside, looking around as if I'm, like, I mean, I am brand new to the place, but I'm looking around more touristy.
Okay. It is a stone building, gray wooden planks on the floor. There's about four stations at the counter.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the orbs, or what do we call them?
Oh, it's like a lodestone or something.
Yeah,
like
lodestone.
We came up with a name. I forgot what it was.
Where people can check with other banks for dire amounts and everything like that. Two tellers It's kind of a slow day. No one's really doing anything.
Still pretty fancy for such a small town, but it's okay. Then I'll
the first thing sat up when they heard there was Dairon, right?
Yeah.
I'll approach one of the tellers and I'll spin them a yarn about how I'm traveling. I'll use my real name. I'll say I'm Bentley Garrison. My father is Mr. Garrison.
Lord
Garrison. I have to think of what his first name is.
Garrison.
I am the first son of Lord Garrison, and that I'm here traveling on a holiday, traveling all across Akinosia, just to enjoy its many splendors and look for investment opportunities so I may start my own business. Possibly open a bank account, but I'm looking for information mostly. Who should I speak with for financial questions?
Okay, Teller is a Tolden. He's a young man, 16, 17. He listens to your speech. His face goes red, and he's like, "Oh, gosh, well, you..."
It's goofy.
My lord, thank you for coming in today. Let me go. And he just runs.
Okay.
He runs into the back.
Yeah. I'll turn my back to the thing as I look around and just, taking in the sights.
You hear kind of a small commotion in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy who looks like an older version of the teller, probably his, a relative.
Sure.
Comes out. He's fixing his robe. "Oh, my lord, Gorsh, we're real happy to have you here in our bank. And we just... thank you for choosing us. I know you had other options. They're Fran family. They're not too bad themselves, but we pride ourselves on just being that little bit better, and we can sure help you out in any way you want here. I'd be real happy to help you. What can we do for you?"
"Well, as I was explaining, I'm really need some information. I'm potentially going to open up an account."
"Oh, yeah, we'd be real happy to open your account. We got branches in Torsnarf.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got one in we got a real nice one in Daris."
"Interesting. But what I'm really
You ever been to Daris?"
I have not, but I've heard good things. But
it's a nice town.
"Sure, but what I need to know now is what are some good investment opportunities, and maybe who are some of the you can be honest, some of the bigwigs I can just approach and look for some."
He kind of looks around. "Well, consider yourself your lucky day here, because you walked into the right place. You're looking to invest. This is the beating heart of Witsnarf right here. It is."
"I knew I made the right call when I walked
in."
"Yes,
you could have walked yourself into the Fran family. You would have found yourself a different how-do-you-do."
"Although they're not too bad from what I hear."
"Oh, they're not too bad. No, I got nothing bad to say. They just, some people believe in things around here,
"I completely understand. So what have you got?
"Okay, my lord, you're looking to invest. You want a
business, some good business.
You want your business to
looking for quick growth,
Quick growth, and you're... Can I get you some tea or something? Let's sit down here."
"Oh, very well. Yes, of course."
Okay, and he snaps his fingers, and you see the young man run out, and he gets tea, and they pull you up a big chair. Over in a nice corner.
Mm-hmm.
"Oh, sit down, my lord. This is the kind of thing we've been waiting for."
"I'm glad to hear it."
"You look at Witsnarf, and I know. You're from the big city. You don't see much here."
"Well, I see potential. I see nothing but potential."
"I can see that you can see potential, my lord." And he...
"Nothing but potential."
He snaps his fingers, and the young man runs out. And he whispers to him. He comes out, and he runs in, and he holds up an acorn. And he goes, "Okay, my lord. What do you see here?"
A future tree.
"A future tree." And he just kind of gestures around to Witsnarf itself. "But imagine if that tree was made of Dairon."
"That's precisely why I'm here. But what would you say is the root of that future tree? What does it get all of its nutrients from?"
"The Sinaka family of banks." Once this province is opened to the real might of the Akinosian Empire, once we become an agricultural breadbasket, this will be the city that we all know it can be. Don't you know?
I must be honest, I'm looking to invest in a business other than the banking business, but I would certainly feel very safe storing my fortune here."
"Oh, don't you? You're not looking to get into that, the honey business. I would advise such a gentleman against the thing. You, sir... You want to buy yourself some plots of land, don't you?"
Those are certainly those are cards on the table for sure. We own vast swaths of land, but I
you
do,
own,
I have heard that the honey, wink, flows freely here, and that it's becoming quite a bit of liquid gold, I would say.
The honey, huh?
I'm not interested in the more illicit activities, but rather the, you understand, the honey wink is what I'm after, not the thing that would sully my hands. I must distance myself from such things.
I would never suggest that you were looking into anything illegal like that.
Let me put it this way: should I avoid speaking with? If they were to come to me, you understand, a man of my stature, if I'm approached by strangers in a strange town, if anyone I should keep an eye out for that I should never do business with.
You know I would never say a bad thing about a neighbor. You can see that.
Oh, I know, of course.
And this stays between us, my lord?
Absolutely.
Let me just say, out of all the banks in this town, you just be happy with yourself that you walked into this one.
I can tell already. I am certainly very glad.
How many plots of land we were thinking? Look at this. He snaps his fingers. The guy runs out with a map. Mm-hmm. He lays it out, and you see the X's laid out in plots.
Right, right.
Hectares and acres, because this land very soon will just be free for business to take root and grow. That honey will reach every port in the empire when it's done correctly.
Depending on who my competitors are, who would you say some of the big competitors who might be? I might have to make some arrangements with.
Well, that's the great thing about this. You find yourself at the ground floor. See, no one else in the empire has realized.
Not even any of the locals? None of the local? I've seen a few well-to-dos out and about.
You know, we pride ourselves. We're not too shabby. Our robes are caked with mud at less than 4 inches. We know what we're doing. And you, my lord, I think you know what you're doing.
I should certainly hope so. So I really have nothing to fear with investing my money. I have no potential competition. No one would take offense to an outsider such as myself?
My lord, with such a noble family here, there is no door that would be unopened for you. But I feel that you should act fast. We don't want to tell tales, but I hear there's a military force in town that's going to take care of them damn bugs who've been squatting on all this good land.
Well, in that case, maybe I should perhaps notify my father of the potential, and that it will be opening up rather soon, so we should probably get our affairs in order.
Oh, my lord, I do think that is a great idea. Would you like some paper?
Oh, if you have some parchments, I can perhaps draft a letter. That would be most helpful, and I shan't bother you any further. Expect a visit from me very soon, and I believe we can definitely do some good business together.
Yes, my lord. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, the pleasure was all mine.
Shakes your hand, kind of sees you at the door.
Mm-hmm. I just roll up the paper, put it in. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. Do you want to cut to another one before I try to investigate further, or is this... Or should I just continue? Should I just continue? Because I feel like I only got a little bit of info, so I want to check out the other bank.
I'm having a good time with this. It's up to you guys.
Is the bank like across the street from the other bank, or is it like another
street? It's not across the street, but it's on the same street.
Okay. So I'll try to make sure I'm not getting watched too closely, because I don't want to offend the poor fellow. So
definitely.
I'll zigzag my way down and maybe make a U-turn and then sort of duck into the other one.
Okay.
What was the name of the other bank? Was
the Front.
The Front. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And the other one I just left?
Sanaka.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And now we will jump to Regibald, already in action.
And I'm just going to mull about the fort and try and get the scuttlebutt from the guardsmen.
Okay. You enter the courtyard. You can kind of see one or two leaning up against a wall. They're not on duty at the exact moment, but, you know, they're just kind of hanging out. There's not much else to do in the fortress.
Say they're guardsmen.
Yeah.
I,
oh, sir, sorry. Oh, look at you.
I would hate to trouble you.
That's a hat.
It is, in fact, a helmet, yes.
So these guardmen are Tolden, black hair, green eyes. One has long hair. One's a female. One's a male. They're just kind of reclining.
All right.
So they don't stand up when he approaches? They're just
whoa, look at that fucking hat.
I have questions about your... organization?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
How old is this guardsmanship?
Oh, myself, let's see, the fort, I'd say about 3-4 years there.
Three. He turns to you. He's like, yeah, four. No, 4 years, I believe.
That's impressive. Do you have many problems in town? Do you have to deal with many ruffians or outside forces, perhaps?
Oh, outside forces. You know all about the fort, I would assume.
I don't know why you would assume that. I've just arrived.
Well, aren't you that big military guy?
Yes, who has just arrived?
So you don't know Fort Order X?
I have been here less than an hour.
Yeah, but the place you came from, they don't know about Fort Order X.
That's why I'm asking you for information.
Huh, I thought everybody knew about Fort Order X and that girl next to him. So you're telling me you don't know about Fort Order X?
No, I don't know about... would you tell me about it, maybe?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, the Tictani, they're doing what they're doing. They're just vicious, vicious creatures.
Uh-huh.
The fort, it's our only defense to keep them out of Witsnarf. So the sub-governor, he set up a rotation. All the proper town citizens supply a family member, or two or three, to the fort in rotation. 3 month stint in the fort. Everyone does it.
So there's a conscription service here.
Oh, yes. The Witsnarf Town Guard, we do what we can. You know, the sub-governor, he likes the proper citizens to be there, so it's only the upper crust. And the girl's kind of like, yeah, we all know what happened last time.
You could just tell me at any point, any of the information.
Oh. Oh, I see.
So what happened last time that I couldn't possibly know
Okay,
about?
So there was a... Uprising is a strong word.
A revolt?
Kind of a revolt. See, the Fort Odorax used to be governed by townsfolk, and they were to keep the Gloomsmite out of the area. But from what I hear, the thing about Gloomsmite is, once you drink it, you don't want to do the things that people tell you to do. So they got mad and burned the place down.
Interesting.
And ever since that point, the governor has said only proper citizens could be out in Fort Odorax doing the will of the Emperor.
Very good. Very, very good.
And we hear the Emperor himself is very proud of the work that we do.
Assuredly.
The Witsnarf Town Guard, you heard of us.
The old white and greens, yes.
See? He nudges the girl next to him. See? He knows what we're up to.
Yes, quite the reputation. But what do you do here in town when you're not at the fort?
Oh, I work at the bank.
No, I mean as a guardsman.
Oh, I guard the fortress.
You don't go through town? You don't inspect anything? You're not looking for any trouble?
Well, we go through town. We just, we try to stay out of the less desirable areas.
Even though you would assume they would require the most aid.
I don't think the sub-governor really feels that way.
Hmm.
I mean, he hasn't told us to go there. He told us not to.
Interesting, interesting. I might take a walk down there myself just to, see how undesirable this area can get.
Hey, you have the shiny hat. You're in charge.
It's a helmet, yes.
You think,
never seen a shiny hat before. Yeah. How did you do that? It's made of metal. It's a fucking helmet.
you think we'd be getting some of those helmets?
You would have to serve in his Imperial Dragoons first.
Oh. What about the Witsnarf Town Guard? Yeah, we gotta buy our own stuff, so...
Sounds very expensive.
Yeah, but that's why only the real proper families, you know, the aristocracy of Witsnarf, if you will. You know, that's why we are chosen.
It sounds like a very noble cause, and I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
I think I'm gonna take a leisurely tour of your town while I'm here. I don't know when I'm going to be able to return.
All right, my lord, you have yourself a good time there.
Mister is fine, thank you.
Okay, Mr. My Lord, you have yourself a good time.
Very good.
And very much like Stargate, they give you kind of what they think a salute is.
I do the traditional Akhenotian salute.
The full...
Is it the middle finger, or it's your mooning them?
I don't know. I think we should come up with it right now. What is the Akhenotian? This is going to come up later.
The 17-step one where you have to get on your knees, get back up, get back down.
If it's kind of Roman-based, is it like the clenched fist over the shoulder, or is it...
Could you jam your middle finger into the cleft of your ass while you moon them?
you can
the
give
the logistics just...
Yeah.
Thumb on the nose.
Give the Hercules Aeolus.
Oh, yes.
That could
be a greeting.
But that's not a salute.
Yeah.
You do it to yourself.
Or is it closed fist inward on the chest?
You're stabbing yourself in the head.
I think it's more like this.
Peekaboo.
Visual jokes for an audio
movie. Yeah, I know. Great.
You put your hands to the other side of your head,
or
just, open.
You
want to
get crazy? Tiger Woods fist bump.
Just boop.
Or no, like just when he lands, when he has a good success. Yeah, success. Just
no, I like that.
Yeah,
just
traditional.
Yeah,
cool.
Just a single hit.
Single hit.
Two is disrespectful.
Yeah, one a single hit. Heel clink together. Just
yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. As Regibald leaves the fortress, we will cut to Cal.
I would say that Cal probably left his pike in our little room in the barracks because it would be cumbersome and frankly,
intimidating, honestly.
Yeah, and he doesn't need it to be dangerous. He's still got his wand at his side. I'm going to keep the uniform, though.
Your wand labeled wand 9mm?
I've got wand 0.50.
Yours says replica on the side.
I literally watched it's on Netflix.
I've watched it twice since it's on Netflix. No, here's how you get rid of a body. You get a bunch of guff together.
Oh god. They call him Boris the Magic Missile Dodger.
Why do they call him that?
Because he fucking dodges magic missiles.
That's impressive.
Yeah, nobody can dodge magic missiles. That's the point.
You just what we just made that for Necromancy's rival. It's like, did you know what rival means?
A magical cut.
Me.
You stop me while I'm casting again. I'll cut your fucking Jacobs off.
Anything to declare? Yeah, don't go to Witsnarf.
Oh, man.
Hey there, Witsnarf's a real nice place. Are we scrapping the podcast and we're just going to remake the movies in our world?
Is the ship that we came in on still docked?
No.
Okay, so they like split immediately.
Yeah, Captain was not having fun here.
Okay.
There are ships there that are docked, but a good captain would get the fuck out of there.
Okay. Are there any bars along the main docks?
As you saw when you came in, it's kind of a free-for-all in the port area.
Like an open-air market?
Yeah.
Medical supply store kind of thing, like where a local healer might go to find reagents for potions.
You would find that near the banking district or the upper crust district. You would find a reputable one, but they're
less reputable.
You would have to ask around, but there would be.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Take a look around. I'm looking for like one of these stalls that might have their wares out. Like would I roll perception maybe or something?
Is this something we should come up with? Would there be a universal medical symbol?
Probably.
Yeah.
We could just say you see it.
Kind of like
and
the Red Crescent
in
our world.
Or the Caduceus.
Or my butt.
Liam's butt.
Yeah. Justin. I think it's Liam's butt for now. Yeah.
Okay. Officially. All right. So I'm looking for Liam's butt when I get down to the docks.
Well, you found it, good sir.
Well, that ain't hard to find.
He'll show it to you. Just ask.
Don't ask.
Yeah. You make your way down to the port. So you're still wearing your uniform.
Yeah, wearing the uniform, but I left the pike.
You left the pike. You make your way down the cobblestones. You can see the point where the cobblestones just become kind of stones packed together.
Mm-hmm.
People are drinking, having a good time, playing music. You are acting as sort of a wave. Anywhere you go within 20 feet of you, good time stops. People see
your uniform. Like me in real life. Yeah.
That's not true. You're such a good time.
You are a good time. You hear whispering. People are kind of pointing at you. As you go on, you do see a stall with Liam's butt painted on the side.
Okay.
There's a small crow Crex manning a shop with different vials and whatnot, ephemera for the medical trade. This is a male Crex. They're wearing a full white robe.
Cal would walk up to the stall, casually looking at things.
Yeah, hey, you need some surgery?
Well, I am the medic for my particular unit, and I always like to scout the local area for any reagents that might be of use.
What's a reagent? I can take out your tooth there.
No, sir, they are, it is another word for ingredients, for I may need potions or things specifically to counter the effects possibly of poisons or substances that may alter one's health. if you follow my meaning.
Oh, I got lots of things that'll alter someone's health.
This hair hammer.
I got lots of poisons. Potions, yeah. He goes into the shop. He kind of dusts around, pulls out a couple boxes, lays out where. What exactly are you looking to reagent?
Well, when I come to a new area, we obviously find different things that may wound us or injure or poison us. So I like to find the antidotes to such things. I know since I have been here, I have heard quite a fuss being made over this gloom spite substance. And I haven't gotten...
Gloom smite.
Gloom smite, yes. Thank
you. Yeah, it'll smite your gloom.
Yes.
You're not having a good day? Gloom smite.
It sounds...
You got a bad tooth? Gloom smite.
It sounds like it has some potentially negative effects on the people who ingest it. And being a good medic, in the event that my soldiers may find themselves in that position, I am looking to counteract the effects.
Okay, I got you there. You're in the wrong place, but I can definitely point you out.
I would very much appreciate that.
And he points across, and you see kind of a kebab stand with different things like...
A bodega.
That guy over there, you take some Gloom Smite, he's got what you need. Hey, Gel, this guy is looking for the thing you need after Gloom Smite. And the guy's like, oh, and he holds up some kebabs. He's like, you got some Gloom Smite, you're going to want some of these.
That looks a little bit like you're talking about food solving it.
Yeah, you ever taken Gloom Smite? You want a kebab. That's why he's making so much money.
I can't say that I have ever taken Gloom Smite. Is an increased appetite one of the side effects?
It just makes things better. Like, you ever been outside on, like, a really hot day?
Really hot day, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. I have been outside on hot days. I have been outside on cold days.
You've been outside on a hot day, and, like, you're just working, and then someone gives you, like, a really...
So I was like in the nice military. Beer.
Oh. I've been outside when it is hot. I have been outside when it is not. I have been outside of a house. I have been outside with a mouse. Okay.
So you're telling me you want some Gloom Smite?
I would like to know more about it.
You a cop? I see that uniform there. What's up?
Well, as I said, I am the medic of my unit.
The army?
Yes, you could say that.
Oh, you here to arrest me?
No, sir. Not at all. We are here on an official capacity
to
help this area. I will, in fact, pinky swear. And Cal holds up his pinky.
He holds up a feathered finger. Hey, Gleb, you saw this guy pinky swore. I saw him.
You arrest me. That's entrapment. Yep. It's illegal.
So he goes, he kind of motions you a little further in the tent. He goes in, he pulls out a green bottle, takes out a little cup, pours you just a dash of an amber liquid. You want to know about Gloom Smite? You should take some of this. You want to know what it is?
Yes, that is why I'm here.
It's Gloom Smite. Well, I was like, you guys doing Gloom Smite over there?
Is it possible for me to get a vial of it to go, per se, as opposed to having to take it here out in the open? As you pointed out earlier, I am in uniform, so it may not go well for me to be seen taking this in public.
Oh, weird. Town guard never seemed to really care about that, but yeah, I guess you could take this cup of Gloom Smite with you if you want.
Do you possibly have a vial with a stopper of sorts?
You want to buy it? I'll give you a vial for an Aki. You seem like a nice guy.
I can do that.
All right, but you going to buy a kebab from Lev over there?
If that is what it takes, then yes, I will buy a kebab. I find myself a little peckish.
All right. Hey, Lev, this guy wants a kebab. And while he's yelling over there, he kind of packs up the Gloom Smite for you and slips it to you. Sorry, sir, I don't sell that kind of thing around here. You'll have to find your way elsewhere.
And Cal tucks it into his uniform pocket and says, well, very well, sir. I will wander away and get myself
some food.
It's been
very nice reagenting you.
If I find myself in need of further reagenting, or if my squad mates do, I will send them to you.
Thank you.
And then Cal goes and buys a kebab.
What kind of kebab would you like?
What do you have?
You like regular or you like the exotic?
It depends on what you mean by exotic.
You ever tried guff before?
Ooh. Is he general butt naked?
I can't say that I have tried guff before. I served with a few guff, and I'll find myself preferring the regular, if you will.
Yeah, because it kind of tastes like what you think guff would taste like.
What, which would be delicious?
Yeah.
You ever really smelled a guff?
Couldn't do anything but.
You see what they, yeah. I don't care for it. I just keep it around for the freaks, you know. All right, he gives you one regular kebab.
And Cal that'll pays be,
you know what? You're new in town. I have a feeling I'm going to be seeing you later if I saw what I think I saw over there. So you go ahead and you take that one.
Well, thank you. And I suspect you just may.
What are three other things about him?
Yes. He's new in town. Yes. And while that is going on, we find ourselves watching over Nin.
Okay. Real quick pause. The crow character, loved it. How do you feel about Chaos Point? Coming up with that character on the fly.
I'm going to go with Chaos Point.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
no, that's on the fly, good pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. You get a Chaos Point.
That was good.
Thank you.
Yeah, Nin is in her dingy yellow dress that fits very well, but looks crinkly and not made for...
It gives her the confidence.
Yeah, she doesn't really know how she looks, but her attitude is what makes up the difference. She's into it. And she's just going downtown near the docks, dancing to her own beat as she's doing it, listening to the stuff, picking up maybe a kebab. I don't know what else there is to eat in this town.
Regular and or exotic?
Exotic. She doesn't know the difference.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, somebody says the word exotic, and she goes, ugh, and just immediately opts for that. Tries it, hates it, throws it away.
Doesn't like bacon?
Doesn't think anything else of it. It tasted like a guff smells. She didn't like it.
Why would it taste like bacon?
He said it tasted how a guff smells. Which,
but it definitely doesn't.
Pig don't smell like bacon.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, I'm saying the universe told me that that's
all
what
right,
it tastes like.
Fine.
That's just that guy's opinion.
Okay, well, what would she think it tastes like?
She would think it tastes like sweaty, gamey, almost alligatory.
Oh, then she's into it.
Without hot sauce, though.
Ooh.
So.
He didn't put any hot sauce on it? On a kebab?
For the exotic?
She's disappointed.
Yeah.
So it's not even like disgust. It doesn't gross her out. She's just disappointed. It's bland. Yeah.
It's bland.
Exotic for witch snarf, am I right?
It's only for the freaks, like you said. You know? Like,
I'm into the real hardcore shit. Yeah. Give me that exotic meat.
And the guy saddles up to you. Hey, I hear you're into the real exotic shit. Ah.
And she just kind of like leans up against him and like, so what is this guy?
This is a gelt. He's a sailor. He's wearing loose... open clothes, open at the wrist, open at the ankle. He is black with like orange fringe around him.
She like twirls her finger through his chest fur. Yes, sailor.
Ooh, you wanna go get a drink here?
Only if it's Gloomsmite.
Well, I wasn't looking for that kind of party, but
all right. Well, you just do what you're gonna do. Have a nice day.
No,
mister.
You yo, lady's choice. Let's
You don't mind?
No, I know where we can get some.
Then I'm going with you.
All right, we have to, gotta go to my friend. He's got it back here.
Is he cute?
I don't know if I've ever thought of him that way,
you know,
honestly.
What? I'll figure it out.
You know? nothing against him? You'll see him.
Great.
I mean, he's a Tolden, so, like, weird.
Getting kind of sick of him, to be honest with you.
You know what I mean? Like, is it weird to not have fur?
Couldn't tell you.
Well, come on down. Well, let's get set up. I guess, I guess we're doing this thing.
So she goes with him.
All right. She follows him. They go back through.
Dancing to the whatever is playing in the market.
There's people with devil sticks. People are just having a good time, you know.
Okay.
Drums are playing. They go past a drum circle into kind of a...
Negative one chaos point for... like, I'm taking that shit back. Taking that shit back.
That was the chaos point. I rolled and it got devil sticks.
Ancient monster awakens. It's the devil sticks.
They're coming back.
It's a plague of devil sticks.
Any minute we're going to see him at Target again.
I didn't know that was the official name.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So you get kind of into a back alley area where you see another Tolden. He is also in the same sailing garb. He's kind of got a rope belt. He has a skimmer necklace on. Long, black, greasy hair. He's kind of hanging out. He sees his friend. He kind of perks up a little bit. Hey, yeah, this girl, she said she wants to party, but she asked me for the gloom smite.
You got it or what? What's going on?
You want the gloom smite?
What do I have to do?
You ever done gloom smite before?
No, I'm not from here.
Oh.
Come on. Let's loosen up, right?
All
right. Stop being such a fucking square.
And the other guy's like, yeah, that's her. Okay. And you see the first Gelt sailor slips a knife out of his pocket.
Okay.
Let's roll this shit.
Oh, he's going to try to attack her?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, it's just plus my dexterity, right? Because it's just me. 17.
I just rolled 18.
You rolled natty 18.
All right. So the second sailor, he pulls a little hand crossbow out of his. Where would you like to be?
Well, no, you place me because
I'll place you.
Yeah, you know where I
so
was.
So you're kind of here with the other sailor, and the second sailor is leaning against a wall. He's about, let's put him about 15 feet away from you. You're in an alleyway. There's a lot of noise outside. No one's really looking at you or hearing anything you say. The first sailor has pulled out a dagger. The second sailor has a small hand crossbow. You are in between the two. You feel like you have fallen yourself into a trap by immediately asking the first person you saw about Gloom Smite. The first sailor is going to move one space to you and take a swing with his dagger. Which he does not.
No.
He swings, misses at you.
He rolled a natty 3.
Rolled a natty 3.
Well, if you're trying to poke me, there would have been easier ways.
Nin.
Mm-hmm. She puts malediction on him. It looks like a darkness forms around him, like it's sucking the light and the life out of the area in preparation. And she disengages back one space to be between them.
You sure you want to do this?
And she's going to try to intimidate them before she acts.
Holy shit, they're...
that's a natty 20 for a total of 23 to intimidate.
23 to intimidate.
Yeah.
Well, damn. Let's try to beat that, right?
Yep.
And that's for composure?
Composure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You beat the sailor with the crossbow who takes off running. Let me roll for the sailor with the dagger. And he definitely takes off running.
All right.
Both these dudes just... drops her dagger, drops a crossbow, takes off running.
One of them has herpes and he doesn't know why.
They run in different directions.
She just frowns. Like she's disappointed.
You hear him like, holy shit, there we are. Let's get the hell out of here.
Then she just walks back out of the alley and is like, where's the girl going to get some fucking gloom smite? Yes.
As you're leaving, you know you should never go to a second location with anyone. You see another drum circle is formed. They're kind of passing around a bottle.
Oh.
A couple people are dancing. Everyone's having a good time. Long hair, grease.
She tries to insert herself into that group.
Yeah. There's a couple people just see you. They're playing their drums. They see you start to dance. They're getting into it. They've never seen Eshwin dance like that before. They're just having a good time, rocking to the groove and to the beat.
I don't think she's seen herself dance like that before because she didn't get out much.
Yeah.
She's
not with the Marshals, at least.
Hey, yeah.
She's Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah. You got the moves there. I like the way you're dancing to the beat.
Yeah, dancing's all about butts now.
You're not from around here, eh?
Nope. Be leaving tomorrow.
Yeah, was that your buddy there? Yeah. Took off running pretty quick.
No, he thought I was somebody he owed money to.
Oh, yeah. You aren't one of them people who got off the boat earlier, huh?
I mean, I got off a boat. You know, everybody gets off a boat to get here.
Oh, okay. People have been talking. You know, there's some kind of crazy people in town trying to do something.
What?
Yeah, he takes
That's crazy.
Takes a swig of a green bottle. He hands it off to his friend. You're real crazy. I really like your ears.
Thanks. I like your drums.
I've been drumming a while.
It shows. What's what you guys passing around?
You wouldn't like it. You know,
you barely know me.
You got me there. Am I being inhospitable? And his friend goes, I think you're being a little inhospitable there. You're just assuming.
Well, don't make a special exception on my behalf, you know.
But... Well, here, you want some?
Yeah. What's don't tell me. Here. Don't tell me what's in it.
Okay. Just give her to her. They hand you over this kind of green bottle.
Cool.
An amber liquid inside.
She takes it, and mm-hmm. she takes a big chug of it.
Glub, glub, glub.
Yep. And saves a little bit of it in her cheek.
In her cheek?
Yep. But drinks the rest.
Drinks the rest.
And, well, not the rest of the bottle.
Yeah.
But yeah, drinks a bunch of it, mm-hmm. hands it back with some of her in her cheek, and goes,
Whoa, that's, you really took a lot for something you don't know what it is there.
You'll find that that's kind of my thing.
This girl likes to party.
Yeah.
And they just start drumming. They're drumming to your song now.
Mm.
You've kind of taken over this social group.
She reaches into her component pouch.
Yeah.
And pretends like she's coughing. She spits some of it into the vial.
Yeah.
And just kind of wants to sneak it back into her thing.
They look at the bottle. They shake it. There's only a little bit left. You want to keep this?
You'd let me keep this?
Yeah, you're great. Look at you dancing. We're having a great time.
Sure, God. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
How do you feel? Are you like, is it cold? Is it hot? You know, everybody's a little different.
I feel like I've been stuck on a boat all day. Wow. Not working, but then I'm like by a fire.
Huh.
But I think that actually just is true.
I had a cousin, you know, he would drink the Gloom Smite. It was like...
That's what this is?
Oh, yeah.
This is that Gloom Smite stuff.
It's some good stuff, too. See, what we do is, you know, we take it and we just kind of sneak it in. It's technically not allowed, if you would say.
Wait, so you guys do this? That's really sexy.
Yeah, we're like, we totally are. Yeah, we're doing it, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, I got a cousin who, you know, he helps us out with it and everything.
Your cousin, I don't understand, like, how do you sneak it in?
Oh, see, what we do is we get a box, and we write, like, melons on it, but inside is actually the Gloom Smite.
That's really clever.
My melon!
I am so upset that the most effective information gatherer has been Nin.
You see, there's this guy here who's in charge, what's his name? Greenbrier or something. He doesn't like this stuff. He thinks, he shouldn't have it or something or other, but we like it.
He probably isn't even, like, a real official or something.
He takes a swig of another bottle. He's like, what if no one's an official? Holy. What if government is an arbitrary concept, huh?
You are blowing my fucking mind right now.
And then he just starts laughing.
You gotta slow down. Okay, so... Yeah. Oh, so you said that they're, like, melons? And you get this instead?
Well, not melons every time, but, you know, it's just something. Like, and then the guy at the door is like, you're bringing in melons? Cool, yeah, get on in here.
So your cousin makes this stuff? That's amazing. It's cool to know somebody like you who has these kind of connections. Oh, well,
it's me.
Yeah, so he makes it, but, like, you're the one you tell him what to do.
He doesn't make it. He makes the box.
Can I just say, I'm having a great time right now with you.
I'm having a great time with you. I just don't want to be misleading, you know. He writes melons and whatnot on there.
But he makes it, though, right? That's what you're saying?
Well, he gets it.
Where does he get it from?
Tiktani?
Really? Him? You have a cousin who knows Tiktani. That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, he's cool. He's a little crazy. He's not, like, a nice guy. Well, you know, I don't want to be...
Not like you.
Yeah, he's family. I don't want to be saying anything against him, you know?
You can trust me.
You know, he doesn't even drink it.
Really? He follows the main rule?
Well, that's an interesting point. I don't think he's following it because it's the law. Huh. I think that's... I would have to talk to him about that. I think he just doesn't like it.
I don't see how that could be true. But like, well, I mean, he gets it from Tiktani. Is it like, where? I don't think that, like, you got to spell it out for me. Like, I don't even know how that type of thing could be possible. Are you sure you just don't make this stuff? And you're trying not to be like, you're official or whatever?
I mean, if I did, I would tell you, you know? Oh. Not to toot on my own horn, but you open a box that says melons, you take out a bottle. Kind of what we do around here.
Where is your cousin get it?
He said Ketchnarf.
Isn't that? That's not down the river. That's not that place.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to get to, though, because, you know, the big boats can't get down there.
Huh. So you need like a small... So you do like a small boat. Man, this is all sounding really smart.
It's really cool. They got small boats.
So, pause. Does this have any extra effect that like just a lot of alcohol wouldn't have?
You are going to laugh and okay. Just have a good time for like an hour or two and then probably just fall asleep.
So it's like weed, kind of.
Kind of a, yeah, very intense alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So she's like, whew, this is really getting to me. Yeah. Where's the bathroom? Isn't there like a place, like, I don't know this town.
Yeah, I guess they're, see, like, it's the world. Like, where's not your bathroom?
Yeah, I mean, just like, where can I go? Just, and you know, where can I go to do something in private and then come back?
He looks over to, like, one of the women in the thing. He's like, hey, could you take her to, like, a bathroom or something? Oh, you need to use the bathroom over here. Come on down.
I don't need a big fuss. You just point,
oh, it's
point
no
it,
fuss. Come on. You, point it out. You come into my place here.
Oh,
you
thank
just come
you.
On.
You're so gracious.
And it's kind of a small hovel with a... Mm.
So, by the way, who's that guy I'm talking to? He seems really sweet.
Oh, Gilbert?
Gilbert, that's his name.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He sure plays that drum.
Huh? I can, yeah, and he, man, with that drum though, huh?
Oh yeah, sometimes he plays that drum for hours.
You ever go after that guy? You ever get a little piece of Gilbert?
No.
So you wouldn't mind if I?
Well, he's my brother, so.
Oh, I'm sorry for being so graphic.
Hey, that's fake. You do you.
Well, okay, I'm just gonna use the restroom.
Yeah,
you don't mind?
Go. Please.
Okay, excuse me.
And she's gonna like go around a corner.
Yeah.
And then sneak out the window.
That's fine. Just, there's a small window, pops out.
Head back towards there. I could sneak if you want me to.
I think it's fine. No one's really paying attention to you.
Poor Gilbert.
Yeah.
He's
waiting for you to come back. He's like he's got a new drum solo he's been waiting to try out.
Oh yeah. He's just doing flourish. Fills until then.
Yeah.
8 hours.
He passes out in two because of the gloom spike. So now we cut back to Bentley. He is in the upper crust area in the banking district where there is not one but two banks.
Mm-hmm. I'm going into the second one.
He goes into the Fron family bank. Looks very similar to the Sanaka clan bank. They would not think so. There is redwood paneling. There is 5 counters. A really nice tea area. There is a female teller just kind of standing around waiting. Sees you come in, perks up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey there, welcome. Welcome to the Front Family Bank, sir.
You sound a lot like Gilbert. or a lot of the people in this town, actually. So, how old is this Tolden woman?
Probably about 17.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then I'm going to just be as proper and slightly flirty, mm-hmm. and just trying to get everyone to warm up to me, and I'll just be like, hello, my name is Bentley Garrison. I am actually in town traveling. I'd spell a similar story, except for the difference being that I'm not the first heir son. I'm actually like second in line. So this is like a test for me to try and find some investment opportunities to sort of prove myself. Yes. You know, I'm not like super freaking rich and out there, but this is more of like my chance to start doing some business.
Oh, there, you're looking for investments? See.
Yeah, and mostly I'm just trying to get to know some people in town. Perhaps if you could point me in the right direction. What I'm really looking for is like who are the big shots in town? Who are the people that I might be able to go into business with?
I hate to say, you found yourself in the right place here.
I knew it the moment I walked in.
The Fron family, we are the we're not the sub-governor. I'm not trying to say anything like that, but if you're looking for some moving and shaking, you found the movers and the shakers.
Indeed. How did you start this? How did the Fron family come into such money? I mean, you seem to be out in the middle of nowhere. No offense.
Oh, you ever had a cake? You ever had a
A muffin?
Yes. Yeah. Of course, yes.
And wasn't that better with a little bit of honey on top of it? You can't say that it wasn't. I know you can't.
Oh, of course it was.
And she goes over and brings you out a little cake with a thing of honey and pours some on top of there. You want to try some of the Fran family honey, don't you?
You tempted me, so I please hand it over. No.
This here is this is some of the good stuff.
So he'll you know, dig into it, starting it, and do I notice anything strange about it, or does it just seem like honey?
It's just good honey.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so I'm starting to see a picture here for me. Yeah.
See, the Fran family, we've been shipping an important honey. We got the good stuff. Everybody wants the good stuff. They're even eating our honey down in Torchnarf, I hear.
Yeah, I had heard word of that.
I heard the governor himself has our honey in his tea.
Interesting. Now, I would never ask you to speak ill of your competition. I know that'd be very unprofessional. But I am curious.
Oh, the Sanaka fam. Yeah, they're nice. You know, we see them on a...
Of course. But are they... What's their financial background? I mean, clearly you have the honey market cornered.
Oh, yes, we do. I do say that we do.
But were they into something else? They seem very affluent.
They're new, you know. And, you know, we have roots in this community. And they are into this Dairon rush that they're always going on about. You know, they're buying up the land. They say, oh, we own this land and everything. But that's where our honey comes from.
I see. Have you done much business with Redbriar?
Oh, yeah. You know, he's the sub-governor. He's in charge around here. We are...
Does he bank here?
No. No, I don't believe he does. You know, but we do our time. We've been to the fort. Our family is always supported.
Okay.
We do our service. We just have differences of opinion.
Now... I hope you wouldn't think it rude, but I have heard that there was some, although the honey is spoken of far and wide. And,
oh, it's good honey. You just had some, I know.
Indeed. But I
hold on, Erie. She licks her hand and gets some off your face.
Well, thank you.
A little honey there.
How matronly.
But I have heard that there were some other uses for the honey that were not, strictly speaking...
Oh, you're talking about Gloomsmite there, aren't you?
You caught... Yes, I cut right to the quick.
Oh, how long you been in town? You're already talking about Gloomsmite.
Well, I mean, to be frank, I've heard about it on the boat ride over. I've only been in town for, I'd say, half a day.
Yes. Okay, now this is between you and me, right? This
well, of course.
Fran family things we like to
talk about. Discretion's the name of the game.
You, sir, you seem like you're from a... Are you from the capital?
Indeed,
from Akinosh yourself.
Indeed, the Garrison family has been stationed in the capital for many, many a generation.
And how would the capital react to a commodity such as Gloomsmite and some great honey?
Oh, well... The honey alone would be of great import, but if half the things I've heard of Gloomsmite are true, then I think business could boom. And this could be ground zero of a new industrial opportunity, the likes of which that would make that Dairon rush seem petty in comparison.
By gosh, I've been saying the same thing. What's so wrong? It's a natural herbal product.
Herbal?
From flowers.
I suppose. But, you know, I don't want to get you into any further trouble, but
yes.
I think an investment opportunity such as this, again, requiring discretion, I wouldn't want to involve any local law enforcement until we smooth things over. I do have connections in the capital, as you could guess, that might be able to help legalize it, as they say, just to make sure we can, you know, transport it across borders and everything. Who should I speak with to start with my inquiries into creating such a business opportunity?
Oh, I think you want to go find yourself down in Ketchnarf.
Ketchnarf. Is there a representative of the Fran family there, or is...
No, you'll find, you know, we're always in Fort Odorax, you know, we do our service. Sub-governor calls us in, where, you know, the Fran family is not going to sit down when others are standing up.
Oh, very good. Well, if you don't mind, I think I will take some time to make some notes, and I will contact my family in the capital.
You seem like a man who has connections there.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't want to give it away too soon, but I think you understand my situation.
If there was maybe a new sub-governor or something, maybe we could have ourselves a little business deal. Everyone could be Dairon rushing our pockets, if you will.
I think I catch your meaning. Because this sub-governor...
Nothing against the sub-governor.
No, he's our, of course not. He's
sure
your
neighborly folk, but...
Yes.
You know, these past 4 years he's been in, he's...
He's really by the book, it seems.
Yeah, but it's by the book in which he's writing his own book. You know what I mean? We were making money here for years, these Tiktani. Never had a problem with him till he went around stirring them up.
Do you think he's got some sort of personal vendetta, or is he something to prove?
I think he's just, you know, nothing against him there. I think he just wants their land.
Okay, well, I'll take this under advice. I'll have to speak with my lawyers before I can make any large investment, you know, make sure everything's in the proper order.
Yes.
But I dare say you've made quite the impression on me, and I will be back very soon.
Oh, we would love to have your business.
I'd love to be in business with such an establishment as this.
You know, the Fran family is about family and values, and genocide is just not neighborly.
If I've heard it once, I've heard it 1,000 times.
Put
I couldn't agree more.
Put that on a t-shirt. Genocide is just not neighborly.
So I'll thank her for her time, I'll make my way out.
Oh, thank you for coming in today, sir. I trust we can keep this little between ourselves there.
Indeed, and I just, you know, gives her a friendly nod and a wink.
Yes.
As he goes out the door.
Thank you, sir. And you hear from the back, hey, who's out there? Oh, don't worry about it. I got it.
All right, so we all make our way back to the...
Everyone, to the 4 hours elapses back into the barracks.
What do we have to report?
Well, it appears that some of the two richest families, one of them seems to be very focused on the Dairon Rush that they assume is imminent. The other is heavily invested in honey. They have dealt with the Tectani honey that's being made, and it seems that they might pocket on the side some of that Gloom Smite cash flow. They made it not too clear, but that they would be interested in a change of government here that might better suit their business needs.
Sounds interesting.
Mm. And they did say that our friend the sub-governor was very interested in getting the Tectani out of here because of the land that they were on and might have something to do with the Dairon.
Okay.
So I'm sensing a sort of pattern, an overlap here, if you will.
Corporal, that was great work on your part.
Just doing my job, sir.
Cal, what do you have to report?
I made my way down to the docks. I managed to get my hands on a small sample of the Gloom Smite and a quite delicious kebab.
So the kebab was good.
The kebab was the highlight.
Well, I'll have to get one before we leave tomorrow.
I would say for a substance that is illegal, it seems to be everywhere.
The kebabs? I was not impressed.
Well, Nin, did you have the regular or the exotic?
You know me.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it didn't taste very exotic. It just tasted like depression and dirt.
Did you happen to inquire as to what exactly you were eating?
What am I? Some kind of square? I don't know.
Then maybe that's better left alone. Would there be visible signs from Nin that she was intoxicated?
Oh, yeah. She looks like the cat who ate the canary.
Yeah.
Okay.
She would be giggling as well.
Nin, my dear, I can't help but notice you seem a little off. Are you feeling quite well?
I feel more on than off, if you get my drift. And she produces the bottle of Gloom Smite from her dress somewhere.
From beneath
her
dress.
We don't want to know. Yeah. And then she pulls out another little vial, and she's like, you wouldn't hit a girl with glasses, would you?
Plus two momentum.
Two?
Oh, man.
Jesus. All two. Right.
So we now have three samples of the Gloom Smite, it appears. I would like to use Cal's diagnose talent to try and learn more about the effect Gloom Smite has, since I seem to just be getting a lot of anecdotal proverbs about cold days and goddamn work.
Cold days and warm hearts.
Cold days, hot days.
Do you need me to disrobe?
No, dear. That'll be quite all right.
You sure?
I am quite sure.
Fine.
All right. Now, so talent is +5 or roll twice?
Talent is roll twice.
Okay.
Although I think medic would cover this as well, though.
Yeah.
So I think it's both.
To roll twice, add 5.
All right. So that's...
And your intellect.
21 and 22.
Okay. So what exactly do you do to this Gloom Smite to do your detection?
Well, I am diagnosing NIN specifically. What dilated pupils, heart rate, what
blood
how
pressure.
Much slurring. Yeah, like what is this actually doing to her?
Definitely dilated pupils, slurring of speech, slurring of movement, and really just a general laissez-faire attitude. It's almost like a getting rid of inhibitions.
I feel like she's the worst person to judge that by.
Yeah.
It's not. She's while you're doing it, she's like, you'll be proud. I didn't kill anybody. And it wasn't easy.
Quite proud. Thank you, Nick. You did a very good job. Does it seem in any way potentially dangerous to her health at this time?
Not at all.
Okay.
Beyond the effects of any alcohol you have seen before, but it just seems to be good time, Charlie.
So this substance appears to work very similar to alcohol, just for some reason on a more
potent?
Yes. Thank you, Corporal. A more potent scale. Nin does not appear to be in any immediate danger. But she does appear to be quite intoxicated.
You know it.
Thank you, Nin.
Anytime.
So what this does raise is questions as to why the sub-governor is so against it. And those questions, I believe, can be answered by the information that the corporal found, where this may not be anything about this substance being particularly dangerous, as this is just a power grab in a land war by a zealot.
Great. Just what we needed.
Mm. And unfortunately, there is the motive. If he is not the first son of the Red Briars, if he's down a few pegs and he feels he may have been slighted or he wishes himself a higher station, he intends to build one.
It also seems that they've been conscripting some people of the higher-born families to act as a pseudo-militia.
Getting the families under your thumb, having make a little coin on them purchasing their own uniforms and whatnot.
Create a sense of nationalism. Give them an enemy.
Mm.
Yes.
And indigenous people as well.
Of course.
And they make good booze!
They have pulled enough influence to get the governor to send us, which I find troubling.
I was unable to find out if indeed the Tectani are the ones that make the Gloom Smite, or if they just provide the honey source.
Oh. I know. I got all that. That's I figured it out.
Well, do tell, my dear.
Like, there's Galt, his cousin, is the primary point of contact. His name is
Melons.
I forgot what was the guy's name I met.
I don't think I gave you a name.
No, you gave me the name for the guy I met.
Gilbert.
His name is Gilbert. He works down at the docks. He receives packages of, and she like air quotes, melons from his cousin down at Ketchnarf, who deals directly with the Tictani, but will not imbibe this awesome, really fulfilling Gloomsmite. And they will just mislabel stuff and then smuggle it in that way. His sister lives in town. She's very nice. She let me use your bathroom.
You've had quite the adventure.
Yeah. It was good. It was a good night. There was one bad spot. But don't worry. I didn't kill anybody. I promise
I
would try.
I almost believe you.
Sergeant, never lie to you. Okay, so I want you to know that got kind of close.
Okay.
Pretty close, but didn't do it.
Well, now the real question is, do we head to the fort tomorrow, or do we head to Ketchnarf?
Aren't they pretty close to each other? Isn't the fort in Ketchnarf?
The fort is on the way to Ketchnarf.
No reason not to stop at the fort.
I think it would be in our best interest to go to the fort until we know exactly how deep in the shit we are.
Sounds good to me.
About 4 inches, from what I understand, based on everyone's clothing.
Very funny there, Corporal.
That's my job.
Plus one moment.
Thank you.
And Cal just kind of shakes his head and slaps Bentley on the shoulder.
But I think it is time to turn in for the night. We have 3 days of travel ahead of us and 3 days behind us. Hope everyone gets a good night's rest.
Sleeping I suspect terror. Nin will.
Yeah, Nin is already like, only has one eye open. She's like doing the thing where she's like, okay. No, I still hear you, I promise. But like,
I think I misspoke earlier. It would be 2 days to the fort, 3 days to Ketchnarf.
Okay.
Okay.
It just occurred to me, Reg, you have not told us what you learned.
I've learned that there's a conscription service that everyone's under their thumb.
Gotcha.
And that's who is stationed at the fort.
You learned about the rebellion.
Yes, there was a revolt recently, in the last few years.
All adds up to a distressing picture.
Well, it's just a sketch now.
Oh, I think we can call this case closed, and we can head back. Solve the mystery of...
can't help him. Can't help him. Everybody's doing illegal shit. Goodbye.
Yeah, everyone's... the Gloomsmite flows freely, uninhibited, and our friend, the sub-governor, has very little power over it. I think we're in a good position here. He has no way to take care of the Tectani, and they seem to be not slowing down, and no problem to fix here.
So we're going to sleep?
You all have your report and everything like that, and you hear a knock on the door, and Gregor comes in. Oh, I haven't heard the bell in some time. I feared it might be broken. I just wanted to bring you something to eat. You know, it's time.
Is it kebabs?
No, would you like kebabs? I can go get kebabs.
I'm kind of curious about the kebabs now.
Don't ask for the exotic one.
I wasn't planning on the exotic.
He looks at Nin, he's like, are you okay?
I would be better if you came when the bell rang.
Well, that's the thing, the bell didn't ring.
That's what I mean.
Is the bell broken?
Whether it is or it isn't.
Where is the bell? Can I see the bell?
You need to see it.
I just make sure it's not broken. I would hate to think you would ring in the bell and it didn't come.
I put it in a pocket. And as you can see, it'd be tough for me to get to my pockets in this ensemble. We don't need you right now, is all I'm saying.
Okay, and
Hey, Gregor.
Yeah?
You're doing a great job.
See, he kind of perks up. Ooh, that means a lot coming from you. I very much appreciate it. I know you're here to do the right thing. My lord, may I say, nice pajamas.
Oh, thank you. Made from the finest of fabrics. I just roll my eyes when he's not looking.
He kind of backs up and closes the door.
And as he closes the door, when I know he still is in earshot, I'm going to falsetto whisper like that loud enough to make sure he hears, like, that's a true man of Akinoshia right there. Yes.
His back goes straight. Ears back pop. And you guys go to sleep. There's beds for everybody. Pick what you want.
I would like to pick the 5 finest beds.
You're going to sleep across all of them.
Yeah, push them together. Push it together. Yes. Like Snow White, just laid across.
Ooh. Yes.
Ninja sleeps in her dress because she's she's pretty fucked up right now.
Yeah.
She's loving life.
Wakes up. Who put me in this dress?
Was it one of you? You can tell me who it was. You rascals.
Will she remember anything in the morning? Will she remember anything?
She didn't drink very much of it.
Yeah. No, but it's super potent, though.
The effects are potent. The lasting effects are not, really.
Right on. You know the sub-governor is an idiot when he should be monetizing the fuck out of this. Like, the effects are really temporary. There's no hangover. It's like, what's wrong with it? Like,
you push the finest 5 beds together to make yourself 4 mega beds.
Oh, we're all sleeping like on one giant, like a little, like little kids.
I think you guys have lost all respect for this place.
Yeah.
I built a bed fort.
Yes.
I feel like Cal probably spends the last little bit of his time smoking his pipe.
Mm-hmm. So everyone lays down and you fall asleep.
As always, if you have comments, if you have suggestions, if you just want to talk to us and ask us about rules and errata, patreon.com/RPGFS. Comment on any post. You don't have to even be a patron to do so. But if you are a patron, there's tons of perks. Please consider contributing. It helps us a ton.
You can find us on facebook.com/RPGFS.
You can find us on Instagram at RPGFromScratch, but that's all one word.
You can find us on Twitter at HomebrewHombres.
Thank you, everybody, so much. Thank you to Andrew for playing with us.
Whoop, whoop.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And until next time, stay safe, stand watch, get a full rest.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.